Hello and welcome to Audiocast 2 of the Sovereign Intuitive Coach Audiocast series. In this episode, we are going to talk about the three missing pieces that turn intuition into a tool that you can trust to help change people's lives without being too woo-woo or misunderstood in the process. So before we dive into these three missing pieces, I want to just lay a little bit of groundwork. I'd like to talk about what intuition is and what it isn't, and also dispel some of the common myths before we jump into this, because it's not what you don't know that trips us up, it's what we think we know that just isn't so, right? So a big part of my job in teaching intuition, I've been an intuition teacher for, 10 years now, 2026 will be the 11th year I've been doing this. What I have found is that it isn't that people aren't receiving intuitive impressions. It's not that they aren't highly intuitive. It's all of the gunk that's overlaying your abilities and all of the maladaptive beliefs and just sort of all the stuff that we've been taught about ourselves and these gifts that we have that just simply isn't true. So let's kind of debunk some of that and get our hands and our minds and our hearts around accurate information that's going to allow us to be okay with the fact that we are using these innate gifts for good, and really just kind of set our feet on solid ground when it comes to intuition just in general. Okay, so the first thing is let's talk about what the heck intuition actually is. And we'll get into the myths in a little bit to talk about what it isn't. The first thing I want to say is I'm so happy that more people are talking about intuition and, energy-based modalities like intuition. But the downside to that is that there's a lot of misinformation out there. This is why everything I teach is rooted in science, right? What we actually know is true about these abilities. So the first thing I want to say about intuition is intuition is not a vibe. It's not a mood. It's not a frequency. It's not any of that. It's not any of that at all, actually. What your intuition is it is an energy-based perceptual system that uses a three-part system inside of your body. If you come to Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, again, if you haven't listened to episode one, Intuitive Coach Bootcamp is a free 5-day live event where I teach you everything you've ever wanted to know about becoming an intuitive coach so that you can step into your calling and start serving the people while getting paid to do it. You will love Intuitive Bootcamp if you are ready to do that. So I go into greater detail and everything we're covering here in this audio series in Bootcamp. So if you'd like to get registered for that, it's 100% free. It's better. My commitment is it's going to be better than the last two or three paid programs you paid for. Get registered for that. And we'll really dive more deeply into everything intuition in that bootcamp. But what intuition actually is it's an energy-based perceptual system that uses three parts of your body to speak to you. Okay, now this is all backed up by science. It uses your heart, brain, and your gut, a neurological pathway in your system for you to be able to perceive intuitive or energetic information. Okay, so just like you have sight or hearing or taste and touch and sound with your physical senses, you actually have energetic senses as well that, again, is clearly defined by science that picks up on energetic information. It actually does this through an electromagnetic field in your heart. Come to the workshop. I'll explain the science behind it. If you really want to nerd out with me, you can there. But I'm mentioning this. Why am I telling you this now? Because I want you to know that with intuition, we've firmly moved out of the realm of intuition being something people believe in. We firmly moved intuition out of the spiritual realm. Intuition isn't any more spiritual than any other thing, although people who are interested in intuition are typically highly spiritual people. But intuition itself has nothing to do with spirituality. It's just an innate, embedded ability that every human being on earth has. Science has now shown that. Okay. So as an intuitive coach, what we want to do is use your intuition, help you figure out, and that's what these three missing pieces are going to help you do, figure out how you can use that innate ability as a tool to help transform people's lives. Okay. So I want to tell you a quick story with that really quick, and then we're going to jump into the myths. So like I mentioned in Audiocast 1, I actually came into the coaching world via the therapy, the mental health route. Ever since I was in my 20s, I wanted to be a therapist. I read a book. I started out my career as a coach. My first job out of college actually was to be a career coach. And I fell in love with the idea of helping people at that time, like just watching people set goals, watching them overcome their self-doubt, watching them accomplish things they never thought was possible for them. I absolutely loved it, but I didn't want to do it in a corporate setting. It just was like soul crushing to have every person I touched be associated with, you know, making some corporate company, you know, millions of dollars. It was just like, I wanted to just be with people, right? Hear their stories and change their lives. So in my 20s, when I discovered coaching, I was like, oh my gosh, like, well, what would I need to become in order to be able to help people heal, to help people overcome? And I was like, oh my gosh, a therapist, right? So this was like in the, oh my God, I'm so aging myself, but this was like back in the late 90s. Okay, back before like coaching was even a thing. This was like internet 1.0. Was the internet even out? I don't know. We had dial up. Anyway, I'm digressing. The point is, okay, I absolutely knew that I wanted to spend my time helping people. So fast forward when I started, I went into therapy, got into that, and I realized quite quickly that intuition was not something that the medical model was going to allow me to integrate into my sessions. I realized that it was just too woo. It didn't matter how much science I could bring up or to support it. It was just so outside that model that I knew that it was the best tool that I could use to help people change their lives. But I knew that if I was going to use it, I had to get out of therapy. So that is actually why I started my coaching business, because I knew that when I allowed myself to trust what I was sensing inside of me, my inner senses from that intuitive perceptual system inside myself, that my clients got better results, that the people that I was serving, our sessions were more smooth. They got to their aha moments faster, that I was just a better partner. And as I learned to trust my intuition as a tool, an official tool that I use, like, hi, I'm an intuitive coach. I wasn't just a coach. I was an intuitive coach. Like, I claimed it. I put it front and center in my business. That is when my practice took off. And it was so funny because I thought, oh my gosh, like people aren't going to think I'm professional. People aren't going to think that I'm legit if I do this intuition thing. And of course, many people did think I was absolutely crazy, but I don't care. Those aren't my people, right? So the ones that did hear about me, it was like putting my business on steroids the minute that I put intuition front and center, right? So there are people out there that are looking specifically for the intuitive thing. And the good news is it's not some woo-woo weird thing you're doing as an intuitive coach. You're actually just saying, I have a perceptual system on the inside that has the ability, that allows me the ability to sense information in my client's energetic field that I then use, partnering with my client to help them get better outcomes and better results. So science now firmly explains how this works. And if we want some quick evidence of this, how do you think therapy animals work? So when I was in graduate school getting my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling, actually my program was one of the very few programs that allowed animal-assisted therapy in there. And we learned the science behind animals being able to predict, basically sense, when their humans would have an epileptic seizure or when they were about to basically, you know, be in need of assistance from their therapy animal. So animals, dogs, cats, horses have the ability to do this, right? And so do humans. So we know that it's real. We know it's a thing. We know it helps in the coaching and therapeutic setting to help people get better results, okay? So just like you have sight, touch, taste, sound, right? You've got those inner senses as well. Science can now clearly articulate how it works. And it is no more woo-woo or weird than any other scientific fact that we now have in, you know, in the world, right? So it's no longer something you believe in. Okay, we know this is real. I don't believe that the sky is blue, right? I know it is. We don't believe the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Like, we know it does. I don't believe in intuition. I know that it's real because there's empirical evidence that supports that. So what I would suggest is you actually have an incredible opportunity as an inspiring intuitive to become not just a person who embodies being an intuitive, but somebody who can become an educator, somebody who can be a banner carrier to help other people understand that it is not the 1700s anymore. That no one's going to come burn you at the stake, right? We now know how this works. And not only that, but people are desperate to get their hands on it. I had a phone call. I still chuckle at it because when I started my business, if you would have told me that stuff like this would happen to me 10 years ago, I just would have laughed. It was so weird. Doing intuitive coaching back then was very, very strange. Now it isn't. I got a call, maybe a year ago now at this point, geez, from a corporate coaching firm. Their clients are Fortune 500 companies. They found me on LinkedIn and they specifically wanted me to be on their roster to coach their Fortune 500 C-suite executives because I'm an intuitive. Can you believe that? I just think that's absolutely crazy. I got on the phone with that recruiter and she's like, well, we love that you use intuition. Tell me more about it. Tell me more about your process. And I'm like, absolutely. It's called Sovereign. Here's what I do, you know, and there I go, stepping into the corporate world, right? So please understand and know the first thing I want you to do is realize this isn't woo-woo anymore. It's science. And the only reason why people misunderstand it is because they don't know the science. So I don't know about you, but I see that as a massive opportunity. Like, we have a chance to be a banner carrier and become an educator, right? To become an advocate, to not just sit back in the shadows and feel weird about it. Like, no, actually, let me enlighten you. Let me explain how this works so that we can go from, you know, sitting in the dark ages and people not understanding these abilities that every human being has. You can become an educator. You can become the light, right? Isn't that cool? I just love that idea. So intuition is a perceptual system that works within the person. So it's information within the self. It's not data that your five physical senses are picking up on. It's energetic data that's coming in through your electromagnetic field, okay? The reason why it's hard for people to trust this is because they can't immediately explain how they're receiving or they're picking up on that information. But if you come to Intuitive Bootcamp, you will be able to, because I'm going to tell you exactly how it works. So I'm going to go over five myths right now that are going to help debunk maybe why we feel it's weird or kind of woo-woo or we're scared to tell people that we're intuitive or that we're into all this stuff, right? We're kind of sitting in the intuition closet, as it were. I want to go over some myths right now. If you want to write these down, I'd suggest it, you know, that you can use when you're talking to people about intuition to help them understand like why you're so obsessed with this and why it's so cool and why you love it and why they should do. So the first myth is that intuition isn't real. And I've already actually covered this one. We actually know now by science, intuition isn't something we believe in. It's something that is empirically validated. And science now shows that intuition is a baseline innate ability that every human being is born with. So just like you have the ability to walk and talk, every human being is born with the embedded ability to learn how to walk, to learn how to speak a language, right? Every human being on earth is born with the ability to intuit information, right? To sense this, okay? So some people are more intuitively inclined or sort of attuned than others, but that's true of any other ability, like athletic ability or music ability. Intuition is no different, right? So that's another myth, is that intuition is some spiritual gift that some people have and some people don't, when in actuality, everyone has it. It's just some people have it more than others, just like some people have more athletic ability than others. Some people have more musical ability than others. But just like you can learn how to play a piano or play basketball,
you can learn how to become more intuitive. Okay. This is what I do every single day in our certification programs. So it's absolutely possible for you to do this. You were probably born highly intuitive, but you can learn how to use your intuition as a tool to actually understand how to turn it on, turn it off, direct it, just like you use your arm to pick up a cup, right? Just like a baby learns, discovers their hands and learns how to use their fingers. You can learn how to use your intuition. Okay. So those are our first two myths. It isn't real, or it's some spiritual gift. We now know it is. And we know everybody has it. It's just some people choose to use it and develop it. Some people don't. Okay. Another myth is that intuition is supernatural. Like, a lot of people feel like intuition is this like otherworldly ability, and it actually isn't. It just works off the energetic realm, which, thank God, we have quantum physics. We now know that that's, you know, the quantum realm, right? The world of energy just sits right alongside our physical world here. Actually, our physical world is born out of the energetic realm. So we now know through quantum physics that intuition isn't supernatural. It works through known mind-body systems. Again, we can actually explain how it works. So it's not supernatural. It's a natural ability everybody has. It just works in the energetic realm, which, until we discovered the science behind how energy works, we attributed that to being the quote unquote spiritual world, right? But now we kind of know better. We know that it's just a tandem, maybe if you want to call it a realm or a dimension, and human beings live in both of those dimensions. We have an energetic body and we have a physical body, right? Science calls that energetic body the toroidal field, or the electromagnetic field. They can reliably measure it 3 feet off the body. Gosh, isn't it a great time to be alive that we actually can define and understand these things? Okay. Another myth that we have here is that intuition. I get this a lot. I've actually started to really talk about this kind of in my programs and in my content more. A lot of people come to me and they say, Heather, I know I'm intuitive, but I'm scared that it's anti-God, or that it's anti-biblical, that it's against my religion, or if it's against my belief system I was brought up with. Is it evil? Is intuition, am I just talking to demons? Like, what is it, right? Okay, so here is the first thing I want to say to this. Like, I am a self-identified Christian. I was actually baptized in 2025. There is nothing about intuition that is anti-God or anti-biblical. Again, God made you this way. Spirit, you were born. Creator made you this way. Whether you think it's God, whether you want to call it spirit, universe, whatever your understanding of a higher power is, you were created for a purpose specifically with these abilities. Okay. So it's not evil that we're all like this. Like, this is an innate part of being human. So it can't be evil from the start, right? Like, God didn't make you evil. If intuition is evil, then that means God would make you evil, because you were born with these abilities. It's actually just a part of being human. That makes no sense. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's not anti-God or anti-biblical or anti any religion, really. And I received this concern. It's not just from people who identify as Christians, although mainly that's who I interact with. I have a friend who's a Hindu who's like, oh, Heather, is this okay? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. So it's how people use it. It's how people use it. So the ability itself is quite neutral. It's quite neutral. It's how people choose to use it and who they choose to pay attention to. And this is why, and by who, I mean what you're allowing your consciousness to tune into. That is where we have to have the discernment. That is where we have to have judgment. That is why you need to learn how to use your abilities, because there are lower forms of, you know, energy out there that we do not want to be tapping into. There are things we can do that would not be serving you or the highest good of all. Okay. But it's not inherently anti-God. Like, how do you think all of these prophets received revelation? How do you think they did that, dude? They were in the spirit, right? They had the ability to see into the spiritual realms. That's what intuition is, okay? So it's not anti-God, it's not anti-biblical, it's not evil, but how you use it it matters. And that's where the skill development comes in. Okay. So if you are sitting here going, I really want to do this, but I don't want to be betraying my belief system, you're not. But you do need to get educated on how to do it. It can't just be willy-nilly, right? There are good ways to do it, and there are not so good ways to do it that empower you, that keep you in alignment with the highest truth and the highest good of all. Okay. So that's where the skill comes in. All right. And then the last myth here that I want to talk about is that intuition is always right. This is actually a myth. Intuition is the energy itself. The information is always correct, but our ability as human beings to interpret it isn't. Your ability to understand it isn't. Your ability to execute on it. Like, we're still human beings, right? We still have to use our own discernment. So this is a big myth that we overcome as we step into using our intuition as a tool to allowing our intuition to inform our daily decisions in our life, because we have to understand that, yeah, I mean, intuition is always right, but I'm not always right. Like, at the end of the day, I still have to use my discernment and make a decision. And those decisions are going to be more or less accurate, right? Hindsight's always 20/20. What feels right right now, you know, we are not all knowing. And intuition isn't some silver bullet that's going to be like a magic happy pill over your life. It's just not. It's going to enhance your life. It's going to make you wildly attuned and wildly aligned with the truth of who you are and your purpose. It's going to yield far better outcomes than if you didn't allow it to be there. But this notion that we're like going to tap in and everything's going to be puppy dogs and rainbows, it's just a myth. It's not real, right? Because we still have to interpret it. We still have to make our decisions around it. We still have to go be, you know, a human being living our lives. Okay. So now that we know what intuition is, it's just an inner perceptual system that allows us to know things that bypass logic and reason, right? It's just a different information gathering perceptual system. And we know some of the myths behind it. I want to give you the missing pieces that I think will really help you kickstart using your intuition as a tool, okay? Now, some of these I'm not going to be able to give you all the answers on an audio cast. You're going to have it figured out, you know, in the 20 or 30 minutes that you listen to this audio cast, but you will at least know the needle movers, okay? So our first missing piece is learning how. Now, this is a skill. Remember, this intuition is a skill you're developing, okay? You're going to become wildly, powerfully intuitive. One of our first missing pieces is learning how to differentiate intuition from fear, anxiety, or wishful thinking. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Missing piece number one is learning how to distinguish intuition from fear, anxiety, or wishful thinking. Okay, so separating those out, developing higher level of discernment on what is actually your higher self talking to you versus just fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking. Okay, so let's talk really quick on why this is so hard. The reason why this is really hard is because, well, one, your intuition, fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking are all inner processes, right? So the signal feels like it's coming from inside the house. It's like, okay, well, so is my intuition. So how do I tell the difference between these things? So the first thing to realize with this is that we need to take our foot off the gas pedal and trying to figure out the right answer, the right this, like, is it my intuition? What is it saying, right? What we need to do is slow down and realize that how we start separating our intuition from fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking is to develop the ability to focus on who we're listening to within ourselves. Are you listening to your higher self? Or are you listening to the lower self? Now, the Sovereign Method, I'm going to go over this Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. This is actually our framework of using the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method, okay? I give you a 5-part system on how you learn the 5 aspects of self, okay? And how you learn to tell which part of yourself you are listening to. Is it your higher self? Is it your future self? Is it you, just your everyday, your ego self? Like, and ego isn't bad, by the way. It's just your personality, right? Your personality self. Is it a self part or is it your shadow? Those are the 5. Okay, so we're going to go into that in bootcamp. Click the link in show notes if you want to get registered, or send me the DM bootcamp over on Instagram and I'll get you registered for it. Okay, so you want to learn how to start paying attention to who you're listening to. Because fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking is never coming from your higher self. So when you can develop this incredible ability to always know your higher self's voice or just God's voice. I mean, I just feel like it's just God, right? Just talking to God. When you learn, just like when your mother calls you, your mother doesn't have to go, "Hi, honey, it's your mother." Like, you know her voice. That's really the answer to this. Now, that's you know, some, once you learn how to do that, as we say here in the South, baby, you cooking with gas. You know, that's a highly developed skill. But that's the ultimate answer. Right now, what I want to do is give you a quick way that you can begin to tease it out. So what I want you to think about with fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking versus intuition is the tone. It's the tone of what you're feeling. So fear and anxiety and wishful thinking will always have you, though even wishful thinking, that's a positive place, right? It's something you want. Fear and anxiety, not so much. Those answers, when it's wishful thinking, when it's fear and anxiety, they hijack your system, don't they? They gas you up, don't they? It's like a fear and anxiety. They're like a smoke alarm that's going off when you're making toast. Like, yeah, but your house isn't burning down. You're just making toast, right? It's like the system is there. It can help, but fear and anxiety, no, it's hijacking it, right? Signals crossed. Your signals are getting crossed. So the real trick to this, you know, the $20 answer is to just learn what your higher self sounds like and attune only to that voice, thereby making everybody that's not that something that you instantly recognize as a voice that doesn't have or shouldn't have authority, right? You shouldn't give it any weight. But that's a tall bill. So what we're going to do, what I want you to do is start paying attention to the tone of it, which is your fear, your anxiety, and wishful thinking are all loud. They're all urgent. They're all emotionally charged. It's all amped up. It's a very high burn. And that is not how spirit talks to you. Even when you're getting a dire message from spirit, you still feel calm. You still feel neutral. You still feel settled. It doesn't pull you out of your center. Your higher self, your intuition, again, even when it's giving you dire information, will not pull you out of center. Never. That is not how spirit communicates. It will feel powerful. You will feel, it will feel intense. It can feel overwhelming even, but it doesn't pull you out of center. If anything, you feel more centered. You feel more grounded. You feel more calm. I'll give you an example. I live here in Florida, and this was many years ago, but we had Hurricane Matthew come through here, and it was really bad. I live at the beach as well, so like I live on an island at the beach. Like I can walk to the ocean, so me needing to evacuate is a real thing. Okay, like I could lose my life, lose my home. So when Matthew came through here, we actually had to evacuate, and I was just, God, the fear, man. I had like 4 hours to get off the island. I had to get my cats. Like, what do I take out of my house? Like, I might not have a house when I come back. So I am just, you can imagine, man, I am tripping. I am like, grab my cats. I'm like grabbing my, like all the stuff. Like what, if I don't come back and have a house, like I grab my dad's scrapbook. I grab my daughter's baby books. I packed up as much clothes and we just left, dude. We went out to my mom's. But as I'm doing this, man, I am like having obviously fear, anxiety. I am running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And all of a sudden, I felt this calm wash over me. And I heard Spirit said to me, "Heather, you are going to be fine. You do need to leave. You do need to get out of here. You need to be ready to go in 30 minutes. It's time to go. Everything's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. You know, everyone is going to be okay. Stop. Don't, you know, don't spin out, but you do need to go." So I felt this incredible power. I was being warned of danger, but I felt grounded and centered and peaceful. I knew it was going to be all right. Okay. That's the tone I'm talking about. So while spirit is powerful, it doesn't override, it doesn't hijack you like fear or anxiety or wishful thinking. Okay. So look for that sense of calm. You're going to look for that sense of peace. That's how you're going to know it's your intuition, not fear, anxiety, or wishful thinking. Our next missing piece is knowing, for you to learn how your intuition communicates with you specifically. This one is so overlooked. And I think a lot of people who teach intuition or who talk about this just don't get into this piece because it takes a lot of mastery and it's very nuanced and it's hard, quite honestly, to teach people how to, you know, hear spirit in a way that's specific to them. Well, I'm telling you, it's one of the most important things you can ever learn, and I'm here for it. Let's go. It's always about how does your energetic system specifically work? What are the signs and symbols that spirit is giving to you? All of this is highly personal. So people overlook this because it's deeply nuanced and it feels, well, one, they don't even know that they should be doing that, but it kind of feels like it's going to be too hard to learn. And it does take time. So we want to really be, you want to be in a daily practice that maps on to your life. Okay. Your intuition is going to, it doesn't speak English, right? The energy uses signs and symbols that are important to you, that make sense to you, the metaphors, the analogies, right? That make sense to you. Okay. So look at when you are having synchronicities in your day that are meaningful to you. That's how your intuition, it's going to be communicating with you specifically. And it's not going to make sense to other people. It's just not. And that is how we miss so much of our intuitive communication, is we think that it's got to make sense to others. We look for that external validation. I'll give you an example with this. Yellow roses were my grandmother's favorite. And in developing my own intuition vocabulary, I started to realize that when I would do readings for people, I would see yellow roses a lot. And what I came to learn was that yellow roses is a symbol that spirit will give me that represents grandmother, even though yellow roses don't mean that to anybody else but me. Do you see what I mean? Owls mean my dad. Now, owls have nothing to do with fathers, right? But to me, it does, because that's a symbol that he and I had together, right? So this is what I mean by giving yourself the freedom to understand that your intuition is a personal language between you and God Almighty, universe, spirit, you know, whatever your understanding of a higher power is. And most people are too scared to do that because they think, well, I need confirmation. Now, we do get into that. Interpretation is actually step 4 in our intuitive development method. Like, yes, we do need to learn how to interpret what we're getting. But that doesn't really matter if we're not giving ourselves permission to understand that your language is specific to you. Remember when you were little, like my brother and I, when I was a baby, my mom said that my big brother Billy and I created our own little language, dee, dee, dot, dot, and we knew what that meant. That's kind of how it is with you and your higher self, okay? So you're going to want to give yourself permission to explore that and understand that if it only makes sense to you, that is okay. And now you'll be able to trust that because you now have the missing piece number 1, which is to understand that intuition, you're separating from fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking, and you're understanding that intuition like really is a thing, right? In the workshop Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, we're going to go over the 5 clairs that your energy system is going to use to quote unquote speak to you. I call them gateways. So this is your clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, and then your clairsentience empathic and your clairsentience somatic. Okay. So we'll get into those gateways to help you sort of wrap your hands around how your energy system is primed. You're going to discover what your primary intuitive modality is. We'll get into all of that, but really the missing piece is to understand it is personal, and you've just got to be okay with that and don't look for external confirmation, because oftentimes there isn't going to be, because it's the message is coming to you, not your neighbor or not to the person sitting next to you. Okay. And then missing piece number 3, this is a big one. And I get a lot of pushback on this because people don't feel like this one is true, but it is. And they intuitives resist this because they like it to just flow, right? You just want to be with the energy. But the missing piece number 3 is understanding, as an intuitive coach, your intuition needs structure. I'm going to say that again. Your intuition needs structure. We're often taught that structure kills flow, that structure is going to kill your intuition. That if you plan it out, that if you have a process, if you have an outline, if you have a method, you're going to lose the message. And it's just not true. Your intuition is like a river. It needs banks in order for it to flow. What is a river? What is a river without banks? It's called a flood. You can't really do anything with that. You know, we need to be able to get our hands around it. So structure doesn't trap your intuition. It actually gives you a way to harness your ability and direct it to take conscious command over it. So research shows that within, you know, to a trained intuitive, it will take you 60, maybe 90 seconds at most to attenuate your consciousness, to focus your consciousness on what you want to focus on to start receiving intuitive information around it. I can do this in 30 seconds. I can go from the state I'm talking in this podcast to doing a reading in 30 seconds. Why? Because I understand how my intuition speaks to me personally, and I understand what my higher self sounds like, right? I'm attenuated to that voice. I know how my intuition speaks to me specifically, and I have a structure. Now, in Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, I'm going to give you that four-step structure on how you use your intuition as a tool to start changing people's lives, right? In a coaching setting, to actually tap in and start helping people, other people, your clients, actually get in touch with their intuition, with their spirit, right? With their, and, you know, start integrating their own shadow and really doing that deep work. Okay. But for now, it's enough to know that you really do need a structure, and it's going to actually turbo boost your ability instead of, you know, hamper it down or kill it. Okay. So in another audio cast, I'm going to go over the sovereign method, you know, more specifically. But right now, I just want to tell you that the kind of the four steps really, really quick. I'm not going to get into them, but just so you can start to feel that structure. When you are working with clients using your intuition, the first step is you want to help them find the root cause of their block. You will have a way of doing this as you tap in, right? One of your clairs will help you help your client find it, find the root block. The next step is to feel it. You're going to help your client process. So you're going to find the thing that's blocking them. They are going to feel it so that it will start to move, right? All blocks are emotional in nature. They are the root emotional block of all people's distress or dysfunction, or sort of why they can't move forward, is all emotional in nature. Okay, come to bootcamp. I'll explain it. I know I'm giving you a lot. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. But when you help people feel, not just intellectually understand why they're blocked, but feel it, that's when the magic happens. Third step is to friend it. Then we need to make peace with what happened. We need to help our clients rewrite this narrative. Again, this is all an intuitive process. And the fourth one is free it. Okay, so find it, feel it, friend it, free it. That's your structure as a coach. Those are the four steps of our sovereign method. Okay, so this is how your intuition becomes clear, not constrained. This is how you let your intuition lead without giving your power away, without needing all of this external validation. Okay, so those are our missing pieces. You are going to tease out the difference between how fear, anxiety, and wishful thinking talk to you and what's your intuition by aligning with your higher self fully. You're going to understand how your intuition communicates with you specifically, and they're going to put all of that power into a structure that lets your clients absolutely see, feel, hear, and know that you are the coach for them. It is going to empower you to just get off the sidelines and start doing the work that you know your soul is calling you to do, okay? And Sovereign helps you do it. So move on. We're going to move on to AudioCast 3. If you are not registered for Bootcamp, where we're going to be diving so deeply into all of these things, DM me the word Bootcamp over on Instagram or click the link over in show notes and get registered. And I'll see you in the next AudioCast.